So 18 North Great George Street, this is the house of David Norris, formerly Senator Norris, who served for 36 years in the Shannon, the longest serving senator in history. So born 1944 in what was then the Belgian Congo. I mean, I don't know, does he sublet this flat or something like that, rent it out? Look at this, take your riding boots off. Private residence, visited by invitation only because he's such a public figure, people coming here a lot. So he went to, was it St. Andrew's School, a Presbyterian one? He came back when he was 6 months old. His father was in charge of war production for the Allies in the Belgian Congo. I think rubber is one of the main things they needed for tyres. And then he came back 6 months old, and his father died when he was quite young. His father was quite old when Norris was born. And he went to Trinity College Dublin in the 60s, and he won sort of various medals there. Was an academic somewhat, and he was gay. He realized gay as a teenager, and homosexuality was just not talked about. It was illegal at all ages in the Republic of Ireland at the time. Obviously decriminalized in South Britain in 1967. And then there's a famous case, 1976, Norris versus Ireland. He took his case to the European Court of Human Rights, saying that the Victorian era legislation, the Offence Against the Person Act, was repugnant to the Irish Constitution, but they found that it wasn't. So he lost his case and it remained illegal. He helped found the Hirschville Centre, which is the first gay nightclub or whatever in Dublin in the early 1980s, the same time as the AIDS crisis. And he was publicly detested. But anyway, and he stood for the presidency in 2011, didn't win, partly over controversial remarks about paedophilia and his relationship with an Israeli man who was sent to prison for sexual abuse of a 15-year-old. So that is Senator Norris, who's not well at all, who's 82 and looking very jaundiced. He's had hepatitis for many years. So a very keen Joycean scholar, North Great George's Street. So meant to be a gem of the old architecture. Look, he's directly across the street from Sir John Pentland Mahaffey, another Trinity man, the Provost and all the rest of it. Okay. And I met him serendipitously. He came out at exactly the right moment. I went to Eton a few days ago. I know three people who teach at Eton. As it happened, one of them came out of his house at precisely the right moment. So fortune has smiled upon me to introduce him to my tourist. Okay, into the James Joyce Centre. He lives directly, well, not sort of diagonally opposite it. Toodaloo.